What's up, everybody? Josh Grisham live alongside Nerd Informants Media. We're bringing you Hollywood's brightest stars and music's biggest names right here. I'm answering the call weekly. It's Hollywood Calling with Josh Grisham on the Branson Podcast Network and all major podcast platforms. It is Josh Grisham live alongside Nerd Informants Media right here in the center of the country, bringing a great interview. And I tell you what, when this opportunity came up, it was a quick yes. I'm like, it can't be. It's him. Yes, we got to do this. He is a versatile, a fierce, and a very fun presence in Hollywood with an incredible career that has been on the rise and a fast one too since the 90s. He is known as Han from the Fast franchise. Great appearances in films such as Live Free or Die Hard, War, Ninja Assassin, Bullet to the Head, Gang Related, Power, and even Obi-Wan Kenobi. He's got a new film, first-time director, and I fell in love with this film within the first 9 minutes. Shaky Shivers is going to be on theater screens across the country and the world coming up on October 12th, and I've got it director, the amazing Sung Kang. Sung, welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate that great intro.
Hey, dude, anytime. And first things first, this is amazing. It is so good to be talking to you. I hope you've been doing good over the last couple of months. I know things have been topsy-turvy out there in Hollywood. But the cool thing is, focus right now, man. New film, first-time director. You've got to be feeling good. You've got a winner, man. This is a fun movie.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, it's a dream come true to be able to, you know, direct a film and making a movie. I mean, getting a movie off the ground is like winning the lottery twice, but being in the director's chair, I mean, you know, what an honor, you know, and what a privilege to be in this position.
And if I can ask you as well, it's got the perfect level of camp and humor, and the movie had me hooked, and I know everybody else is watching it. It probably has different things they like. You had me within the first 9 minutes. I thought to myself, I'm like, dude, this is reminding me so much of all those great, like, 80s, like, camp horror vibes, Friday the 13th, car pulls up, remote location, and then I think I know where it's going, and then right at the 10-minute mark, on the button, you have that shock scene, and I felt bad because I just busted out laughing, nearly fell out of my chair. I'm like, holy cow, that is completely wild. Talk to me about your influences, Sung. I mean, was there some horror films that you grew up with that were chief influences with you for shooting this?
Absolutely. You know, I'm a child of the 80s, and, you know, I'm a video store, like, you know, like, you know, I guess kid, you know, so every other day, you know, my friends and I would, you know, ride our bicycles to the video store and try to go and slip like a rated R movie, you know, in the stack. And so, I mean, growing up, I would say my influences were, like, you know, films like Goonies and, you know, in the horror genre, American Werewolf in London. And you can see, you know, that we really tried to do a direct homage to, you know, the transformation scene in American Werewolf in London in Shaky Shivers, right? But then we wanted, you know, I wanted to, you know, this is not like, you know, your I guess standard horror film. I would call this a comedy horror, in the world of horror.
Yes.
You know? And the spirit of the script, you know, it allowed for that, because the writers Aaron Strangoni and Andy McAllister, you know, they wrote the movie for, you know, for two reasons. One, you know, because we're, you know, children of the 80s, they wanted to celebrate the practical effects from the films that we grew up on, like, you know, American Werewolf in London and Goonies and, you know, Nightmare on Elm Street, you know, films like that, that, you know, had creatures that were built practically by these wonderful, like, you know, like, you know, artists like Rick Baker and the gentleman that, you know, worked on our film and contributed to our film, Gabe Bartalis. They did a documentary with him, and, you know, they were so inspired by, like, who he was as a person, as an artist, and his work. And then second, you know, because the writers had just this love affair for the practical effects, they wanted to celebrate that with, you know, their children. You know, and Andy had an 8 or 9 year old daughter at the time, and he wanted to celebrate his love affair for the practical effects from our era, but they don't want to scare the bejesus out of her. So he created this tale of these two, you know, these two doofuses, like, you know, trying to figure out their way through the evening. And, you know, and at the end of it, you know, this was my North Star, you know, as a storyteller, was that something that I could relate with, is that, you know, even though you're from a small town and, you know, you're, you're kind of a loser and, you know, you're not the most popular kid in town. It's okay to be who you are and be comfortable in your skin. As long as you have one partner in crime, you're good. You're good in life, right? So I really felt like, you know, their relationship and that theme was something that, you know, I think anybody could relate with, right? So, yeah, so it was, you know, those influences and that spirit of the film that really drew me to, you know, like trying to make this movie happen.
Watching it, I could easily tell that you were having fun behind the lens. And I really felt as the movie progressed and we got to see more stuff that we thought, okay, it's going this direction. And then Sung just takes it on a completely different turn. It's kind of like we were getting some of the best horror genres put into a blender and then just made flesh on the screen. And it was so, so cool. I want to ask you real quick about your leading ladies, Miss Brooke Markham and, of course, Vivian Nguyen, Karen and Lucy. These two, credit to you, man, and credit to the girls. They were so natural on screen together, and you really got some serious chemistry out of the two of them. They were fun to watch the moment they were on screen, but then just trying to navigate their way through this situation, there was so much comedy. They had the timing and the chemistry. It was really well done.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to take credit for any of that. I mean, you know, it's so important when you have, when you're working on a film with limited resources to lean on, you know, the actors, right? And they brought those characters to life. I mean, without, you know, their performances, I don't think, you know, Shaky Shivers would have worked because we didn't have the resources to put in front of the screen. So I knew early on that the only way, you know, this film was going to work is if we had, you know, performers that could like bring those words to life and also infuse their own, you know, their own spirit and their own sense of comedy into it. And, you know, I was told early on, you know, in my career that, you know, director's job is just to hire people that are more talented and smarter than you, right? Yeah. And just let them go do their thing. And it was challenging to find the right, you know, performers for those characters. And I think that's also helped me as an actor to stop taking things so personally because, you know, roles are like, you know, a tailored suit opposed to just taking something off the rack. Yeah, you know, many actors can pull that off, but, you know, is it perfect for them? Is it the perfect suit? And I just felt like we got really lucky, you know, having Brooke and Vivi, you know, part of the movie, and they carried it. You know, they made it, you know, they are the spirit of the film. So grateful for them.
Well, and I think a logical next question is we get close to our wrap time here with you, Sung. I've got to ask, I mean, obviously, a great first effort for you. It just makes me more excited as a viewer to see what you come up with next. Can I ask you, just on the fun side, as a director, now that you've gotten through this first one, it's under your belt and you've learned and you've grown here. What type of genre would you be most excited to tackle next as you look forward?
Well, I have a couple projects in the pipeline. I think my next feature will be, a comedy about my childhood. Right. Okay. So I do want to stay, you know, I don't think I want to make sad movies. Right. So I don't want to make sad movies. And I have that as my next independent feature. But then I also, you know, have passion for cars. So I've been working on this existing manga called Initial D, which is a Japanese manga about cars and drifting. And, you know, I adapted that manga into like a, you know, U.S. version. So that's something that is on a bigger scale. So, you know, hopefully those two films, you know, are, you know, that I'm able to make them. But, you know, that's what I'm pursuing actively now as a director.
Right on. Right on. Well, I tell you this much, my friend. You've given us a comedy gem. I love it. I can't wait to see how it does when it's out there in theaters on release on the 12th. Looking forward to your future projects, my friend. And I just love to give you the last word on how we can stay connected and what else you want to talk about real quick.
It's actually the 21st, September 21st, in theaters around you at the 12th. Sorry.
Oh, wow. That's even better for us as fans. We get it even quicker. And the cool thing is, I'm hoping, because we've got some Draft House cinemas up to our north up in Springfield, I hope it gets distribution there and picked up because people in Missouri, man, they love Sung Kang, and I know they're going to love this film. So it's cooler that it's coming to us quicker.
Oh, thank you. So, yeah, there'll be in theaters, I think 700 theaters in the United States. So, on the 21st, we're lucky that we have the theatrical distribution, but it's only for one night. And if there's enough people supporting the film, it'll continue. But if not, then you'll be able to find it on, somewhere in streaming quickly after. So, hopefully you guys, you have some time and you can go and enjoy Shaky Shivers with us.
Definitely need to do it. It's out in 7 days. So mark it down. Shaky Shivers from director Sung Kang. It is his first feature. A lot more coming up, my friend. I appreciate the tour. You have a great rest of your morning. And again, I'm thankful for the time. And we hope we get more opportunities to talk to you about what you're working on going forward.
Me too. Thank you. It's been a lovely conversation. You have a great day.